Good afternoon. My name is Marcos of Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote? Hello, are you? Are you registered to vote?
I already did one of these today.
Yes, it's showing them that you actually left it at 71%. May we finish it? It will be quick. It will be less than 5 minutes. It shows you left it at 71%, ma'am.
If you can finish it in 5 minutes, go for it. If you can't, don't bother.
Yes, ma'am. You left it in at 71%. I'm going to go ahead and do it a brief up for you. Okay? I'm going to go ahead and start it right now, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, where 10 means you are extremely concerned about the statement, 5 means that you are neither concerned or nor unconcerned about the statement, and 0 means that you are not at all concerned about the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The first statement reads, the first statement, ma'am, reads, when we come together and vote, we can choose leaders who will work to raise our wages and crack down on wealthy corporations who are price gouging and driving up the cost of living. How concerned are you from that statement from 0 to 10?
Seven.
Okay. What about the following statement? MAGA Republicans are trying to silence our voices because they've seen what our collective power can achieve, like how we've organized in unions to win higher wages against wealthy corporations. How concerned are you from that statement from 0 to 10?
Three.
Okay. What about the following statements? MAGA Republicans are working diligently to suppress the votes of tens of thousands of Americans, sometimes by illegal, intimidating practices. How concerned are you of that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
What about the statement that reads, now, nearly 60 years after the passage of Civil Rights Act, racist MAGA politicians want to roll back our freedoms to vote and pick their own voters. How concerned are you from that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And ma'am, here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagements or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. I'm going to read you a list starting with voting in state or local elections, such as for governor or mayor, signing petitions, marching in a protest, voting in federal elections, such as for president or U.S. Congress, talking to friends and family about politics, volunteering for a local organization in my community, boycotting a company, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, engaging in direction action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, donating to political campaigns or organizations. You may select up to two of the following that you believe are the most effective ways to change, to make change on the issues that you care about
election,
the most.
Elections and writing to your congressman and stuff.
Okay. It has been noted down. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means it just has some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all. How much power do you believe your vote has from 0 to 10?
4.
Okay. One last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, or you're undecided?
At this point, it's Democrat.
Okay. And which of the following are you more concerned about, Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health, or Donald Trump's criminal charges and threats to democracy?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And if the November 2024 election for presidents were held today, for whom would you vote, for Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
What?
If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
What happened to Biden?
In this case, this would be a different question. Kamala Harris, okay.
Yeah.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay. And are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
Yes.
Are you a current member or a former member?
Former member.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else? Are you a homeowner, rent, live with a friend or member, family member?
Homeowner.
Okay. And were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
Okay. And were your parents born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
Were both born in the United States or one was born in the...
Both.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? For Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, Biden?
Biden.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parents, students?
I'm retired and disabled.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family's income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999 from 25
less
to
34,000?
This concludes our survey. Ma'am, like I mentioned to you, you had it at 71%, but now we have finished it. I want to thank you so much for your opinions, ma'am, and do note that, yes, ma'am, your opinions are very important. Thanks once again. You have yourself a wonderful day, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much. How about a little help? Who said that? Oh, I see darkness.